It's your hometown morning show with Dave and Doreen on 96.5 WKLH.
Good morning. Thank you for listening. The Dave and Doreen Morning KLH. Doreen had to cut out a little early today, so we're joined now by Dave Coombs, host of the Midday Show. He takes over at 10 o'clock, and he's brought to you by Belinsky Homes. Built for your life. Visit Belinsky.com. So day number one of the March Madness, or should I say Marcus's March Mayhem.
Yeah.
How are you doing on your pool?
You know, I'm both excited and deflated because I love this time of the year, but I'm dead last among Marcus, you, and Doreen. I got 10 right. You got 11 right.
I got 11 right.
Doreen got 12 right. Yeah, the guy 13. With the guy with his name on the contest over
there. Okay, all right.
That's right, second place. That's the way I like to look at it.
Although there's like 100 people tied for first right now, but that's okay.
Second place.
It'll shake out.
Yeah.
And how about the job that Wisconsin's player, you know, former high school stars are doing?
Golkey? Wow.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Right.
I mean, Golkey was amazing. He plays for Oakland. And who would have thought when Oakland won the Horizon League, beating UWM, that they'd go on and beat Kentucky, which they did, 80-76.
And by the way, did you see their locker room after the game?
Did not, no.
They showed their locker room, dead silence, sitting there, talking. It's like they expected to win.
Wow.
There was no celebration going on. It's like, yeah, whatever, next. What? Bring it on.
And Jack Golkey is from Pewaukee. And then how about Marcus Domask from Illinois, and he's from Waupun. And he became the first player since Ja Morant in 2019 to post a triple-double in an NCAA tournament game.
Yeah, Dwayne Wade also did that.
Yeah, he did.
It's a very short list.
It is.
So
a very short list. Yep. And back to Kentucky, John Calipari. His teams have been knocked out two of the last 3 years in the first round. Mm. So
he said he's reassessing things right now.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
As is the Virginia coach who came from here.
And I love the story about LeBron, who gave the Duquesne men's basketball team new Nike shoes ahead of their tournament game. LeBron was coached in high school by Duquesne's head coach. Keith Dambrot is his name.
Oh,
yeah.
Assistant coach, maybe?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. That game was the Duke's first tournament appearance since 1977, and they beat BYU 71-67.
Yeah, that was one that I missed. I thought BYU was going to win that game. And by the way, I'll say that McNeese State, I warned you about that yesterday. Remember
you did.
I said? And they played Gonzaga and lost because they weren't playing against the University of Mississippi University for Women.
Right.
So they actually had to play against a real...
And that was a legit... Like, I looked it up. I didn't believe you. Like, that's who they played.
Yeah.
The Mississippi... Now, since we're in the sports realm, The Rock is heavily involved in this UFL.
Yeah, it starts soon, I think.
It does, right.
Yep, and apparently Larry David wanted to get to The Rock and suggest a rule change, and his agent actually set him up with a phone call with The Rock, and Larry David pitched an idea.
I pitched him my no goalpost idea. I thought it was going to happen. there's no reason for him. Suppose there was a baseball game, and there were two parallel bars in deep center field. 12 feet apart, and you could get a guy off the bench to hit a fungo, and if he got through the bars, you'd get a run. I mean, what's the point? It has nothing to do with the game.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. I can actually see a point there. How many times have we talked over the years, over the decades, to players, football players, non-kickers,
right,
who resent the kicker because they've beaten each other up for hours,
right,
and then it's all on the foot of a kicker whether to make it or not make it. So
yeah, but it comes down to like a 58-yard field goal because you can't throw the ball far enough, and then the guy hits it, and then he's a hero.
He is a hero.
So, right, you know, and look, what are you going to take away punting too? I mean, because that's he's kicking the ball.
They're trying to do that.
Right?
I can sense your soccer background coming through here. You know, you feeling that vibe, Marcus?
Yeah.
That former soccer player?
Well, right. A little bit. A little bit. I mean, you could probably say that about any sport. Well, you're going to give the guy free throws at the basket just because he got fouled? You know, nobody guarding him? You know, you could do that about anything.
What about equipment? Like, equipment as it relates to like your sport. In other words, is there a way for a kicker, like, does anybody have like a special shoe that's designed? Or
yeah, they used to experiment with that all the time. Some guys kick barefoot. Remember Rich Carlos for the Broncos?
I do.
He's a barefoot kicker. Mm-hmm. And I think some guys.
Why would
like
they do that? Why would you kick barefoot?
I couldn't. No way. No, I can't imagine that. But
I think I remember hearing like Tony Franklin said he wanted to get a better feel of the football.
Yes.
for yes. that split second that they actually make contact
with. Yeah, Tony Franklin's another one. You're right. And then Morton Anderson used to have really soft leather shoe on his left foot.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I can understand that. It's interesting you bring that up because in golf, Kevin Streelman shot a 64 yesterday in the first round of the
PGA,
the Valdspar. And apparently he was using a brand new device.
Which is?
A ball marker on the green that has an extra long stem and goes into the ground, and then on top it has a circle with a line on it to indicate the line of the putt.
Really?
And he was using that for the first time.
And that's legal.
Yes. And so now everybody's going to be using the little ball marker with the line on it to align their putt, maybe. 64 yesterday.
Very interesting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I will say that Kevin Kisner shot an 80 yesterday. He probably needs some help.
Okay. Maybe. Okay. So is this something you would use?
No.
No?
Although I am a horrible putter. I'm pretty good at most of the game. I'm a horrible putter. So maybe, yeah, maybe I need that.
All right. So what else is going on in the world? You said you on your way in, you heard Paul Rudd.
Yeah, I heard you guys playing that clip.
Yeah, Paul Rudd, he is, he's saying he's an old man now. Paul Rudd.
I live my life like someone's grandfather. I'm not on TikTok. I don't have anything. I'm not on any social media. My favorite show is about antique appraisals. If I can sit with a crossword puzzle, you're looking at a happy man.
Wow.
The book I'm reading right now is about the building of the Brooklyn Bridge. I mean, it's like there's nothing in me says of the moment. Nothing's particularly hip.
My hero.
And they don't even say hip anymore. That's just how out of touch he is, right?
Yeah. I love it. I actually have a print of a bridge. He's mentioned the Brooklyn Bridge. I have a huge print of my bridge that's framed that I love. It's like boring. Everyone's like, what do you have that for? Like, I love architecture. And then crosswords? I love crossword puzzles. I'm like an old guy, too.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
Yeah.
It's just what happens.
And I noticed something else. I just want to make this declaration. This just into my inbox here. This interesting article about sexuality. And I want everyone to know, I am not a fray-sexual. I am a demisexual.
Okay, I have no clue what you're even talking about.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I didn't know either. I was like, what the
heck? I know what somebody asexual is.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
So fray-sexuality is a sexual identity in which people experience strong attraction to strangers only.
Wow.
Oh.
Fray-sexuality. And then demisexuality is the opposite. You need to be really in touch with the person and know them really well.
Okay.
That's me. I'm more that way. I'm built that way. So
I would think, I was going to say most people would be, but no, I don't think so.
Yeah. I think it depends.
Yeah, depends.
Fray-sexuality. I think that's another term for it is only fans of sexuality.
Yeah.
Right.
Or
exactly.
TMZ. Maybe TMZ would be it. That would be it.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Coombs, we will let you get ready for the midday show.